olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/samoan.
Malo lelei, Dr. Chris Puliuvea.
Malo lelei, mai tala.
Now, tell me, before we get on to your incredible award, the Granville Medal for Excellence in Science Communication, or the NZAS Award, tell me something about yourself. Where were you born, and where were you educated?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So I was born in Tonga. Mum and Dad moved here to New Zealand when I was still very young. So I started off primary school years here, and then we'd moved back to Tonga, where I then attended high school there. At Tong High School, and then I'd come back and I finished off high school here in New Zealand at Rosemary College, all boys Catholic school on the North Shore in Auckland. And then from there I made my way into AUT. I studied for a Bachelor of Science, and after my bachelor's degree I actually went back to Tonga to teach. I went and taught at the Ball College the law, and after a couple of years serving there, I came back and decided I wanted to pursue a master's and a PhD. And that's where I've been doing a PhD here in Auckland, University of Auckland, in immunology.
You've just successfully defended your PhD thesis. Congratulations, Dr. Puliuvea. You're an immunologist. Tell us, what is immunology?
So immunology is your body's natural defense system against germs, against viruses, bacteria, but also against cancer as well. It's your body's system that protects you from diseases such as that.
Now, in very layman's or lay people's, terms, in simple everyday English, can you give us a little synopsis of what your research entailed?
Yeah, so my research involves genetics, which is your unique genetic makeup, and its influence on your immune system. And so what we've seen from overseas that your genes can influence how your immune system can respond to germs and pathogens, but also cancer as well. And so that's a lot of the work that I've been doing, is that, but my focus has been on Māori and Pacific people here in New Zealand. Based on some information that we have, we know that Māori and Pacific people have a unique set of gene variations. And so what I want to do is I want to understand how those variations will influence how your immune system responds. So that's pretty much the summary of my work.
And those responses, are there any of them that are unique to Polynesians, i.e. Māori and Pacific people?
So far, we've seen some associations, but it's still very early to make any conclusions at the moment, but what we do know is that Māori Pacific people tend to have some diseases that are more common to them and some diseases that are not common to them. For example, melanoma, it's not common in Māori Pacific people. However, there are some other conditions that are common to Māori Pacific, and so I want to find out if these caused by genes, and so far, based on some of my work, it looks like some of the genes that are unique to Māori and Pacific people actually protect us from certain diseases, and so that's a good thing.
Mm. Now, let's get on to your New Zealand Association of Scientists Award. You and Dr. Natalie Nitzler, a virologist in Auckland, have been awarded the Granville Medal for Excellence in Science Communication for your work during the COVID-19 pandemic. Tell us something about that work.
Yeah, so this actually all started back in 2021. What we did was we held a conference, and the purpose of this conference was really to highlight Māori Pacific scientists, because there's not a lot of us. And so we carried out this conference, and Natalie, being a virologist, spoke about viruses and vaccines and so on. And then me, being an immunologist, obviously I spoke about the immune system and how it fights viruses and so on. And then after our short presentation, people in the community were there. There were clinicians there. You know, there was our healthcare workforce was there. And so we started getting lots and lots of questions about, you know, the misinformation and so on, about the vaccine that was, you know, rolling out at the time. And then, so, you know, we ended up spending a lot of time answering these questions. And then shortly afterwards, we started getting requests from the community come in and talk about, you know, the vaccine and safety and efficacy and things like that. And so me and Natalie ended up going into this with no training, you know, no sort of prompts, you know, from the start. And we were very new to this. And so we then started going from one place to another place to another place, carrying out these presentations. And shortly afterwards, lots of requests came through from our Pacific and Māori Pacific communities here in New Zealand, but also in Australia as well, and in Tonga, to be able to break down some of this information. So me and Natalie really had to train ourselves to communicate science to our communities in that respect. And but me also being fluent in Tongan, I was able to actually translate all of that information into Tongan and to relay that to the Tongan community that couldn't speak or couldn't really understand the science, particularly when there's really no Tongan words for, you know, some of the English that was used in the press conferences and the updates and so on. So I had to try and explain that to our Tongan community. And so that's how it all started. And then we did that for 2021, 2022. And so it was a process that took a little while.
Where do you think this is going to go in terms of dispensing information, science and medical information to Pacifica and Māori communities in Aotearoa, New Zealand and elsewhere?
Yeah, so some key learnings that were found from the COVID-19 pandemic, which is something that I didn't realise, was that what we need to do as Pacific communities, whether you're Tongan, you know, Samoa, Niue and so on, we need to have a sort of dictionary of medical terms that, you know, we can actually translate some of the English into our, you know, into our native languages.
I can think of no word in Samoan for gene or genetic. There is no word in Samoan for tissue.
Yeah.
For DNA. So to get that into some kind of language where it would become everyday, the common lexicon of medical language that people can hear, like they can hear in English and can immediately understand what that is. That is a world away in Samoan and Tongan and Fijian and I think Māori.
Yeah, I completely agree. And one thing I can say that after this pandemic, the Tongan community here in New Zealand have sort of rallied up together with healthcare professionals to try and put together some words. You know, for example, antibodies, something that came up a lot, you know, during this pandemic, and efficacy, for example, just some of those little words. You know, again, you know, we're all on the same page, Samoa and Tonga and Fiji and so on, but I think it's prompting us to be able to come up, rally together as a Pacific nation, Pacific nations, and put together, update our dictionary, for example, get some of these terms, get them translated so that our future generations can benefit from it.
Dr. Chris Puliuvea, thank you very much for taking time out to talk to us, and congratulations again for winning the Granwell Medal for Excellence in Science Communication.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your time.
Like, share, mafaali sa ufinangalo. Muli-muli ili SBS Samoan ili Facebook.